Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. Thanks for being around us and hanging out with us and listening. We appreciate that very much. You're going to be glad you stuck with us, too, because we've got a new friend I want to introduce you to that I think you're going to appreciate the things he has to say. I know one thing for sure, what he has to talk about. If I hadn't done what he's going to talk to us about, folks, if I hadn't been doing that, I would be in big trouble because I had an issue recently that happened to me, and we're going to talk about that with Richard D'Ambrisi, who is Richard D'Ambrisi is Maxell's director of technology, and he's here to talk to us about backing up the information that you and I crank into our computers every day, the intellectual property, the valuable assets, the 21st century assets that you and I create every day. Rich, welcome to the show.
Jim, thanks for having me. I really appreciate it.
It's good to have you here. Folks, it's Richard D'Ambrisi. He says I can call him Rich. I think that means I'm his new friend. Am I? what is it the kids say, BFF, best friends forever?
There you go. I have to say, Jim, I think you will be my best friend when I impart some of this information on you.
My new BFF, exactly. hey, Rich, let me tell the audience a horror story. What could have been a horror story?
Sure.
I make my living with technology. My computer is my life, in professionally speaking. It really holds so much stuff. So I've always backed up, but more for a long time, more after a fashion than religiously or effectively.
Right.
But in the last year or so, we've really gotten pretty good at that. Mm-hmm. And so in September, I lost my hard drive. I mean, my hard drive just said, you know what, I'm out of here. And it crashed. It broke, and it broke in little pieces, so to speak, technologically speaking. And it was history. Well, the good news is I had every file that was on that, which is, you know, lots and lots of megabytes of stuff. Every file was backed up. And the only thing that I didn't have was the programs, you know, obviously, the way I was backing it up, I wasn't able to replicate my desktop, but I have been able to go back and get all the files that was on it because they were backed up. And whenever I've needed the old files that was on those, all I've had to do was go to the backup. Of course, I actually have transferred them back onto the new hard drive. But I'm back in business, and it was inconvenient. Obviously, you lose a hard drive; it's inconvenient. But at least it wasn't a train wreck.
Well, I'll tell you, Jim, you're really the exception to the rule because really one out of four people today do not have any backup plans whatsoever. So when they lose their data, they lose it forever. So it's unusual. But it's good to hear someone's backing up.
Well, we are. And now what I want to do, though, is I want to talk about, obviously, I mean, hopefully, my story. And folks, if I'm telling you, if we hadn't been backing up, I would have been, my business would have been severely hurt. It would have been really, really bad because of all the things, all the records, all the proposals, all the letters, all the files, all the things that I create here. That's what we do here. We create content here, and we manage relationships. All that would have been lost. And so we backed up. So if you have that kind of, if you have a business computer or anything, how about hey, Richard, how about pictures of the grandkids? Those are precious too, right?
Absolutely. It's really any digital content, whether it be data, pictures, music, you know, depending on who the individual or what the business is, it could be any digital content that certainly you want to keep. You don't want to lose it.
So let's talk about in today's world, in 2008, there's so many different ways to back up easily, right?
Right.
Let's talk about them.
All right. Well, the first thing what you want to consider is, you know, what you want to back up. And that means your digital content, as we said. Do you want to back up your data? Is this payroll, sales leads, inventory? Then you want to ask yourself, where do you, when do you want to back it up? So first, what to back up, when do you want to back up? Create a schedule. Do you want to do a weekly, a monthly, maybe even a yearly? And the question that most people really don't ask themselves, and you really need to consider this most importantly, is where do you want to back up on? What technology? Do you want to back up on disk technology, which would be, let's say, CD, DVD, or Blu-ray? Or do you want to back up on tape technology, maybe LTO, 4mm, DLT? Or do you want to back up on removable hard drive or flash or thumb drives? And this is important because if you're looking at disasters, certain media can survive certain disasters better. For instance, disk-based media can survive water damage better than tape.
So a CD, for example.
Yes, a CD or a DVD or even a Blu-ray can survive water damage better than tape.
Right, okay.
But tape would have a longer lifespan.
Right.
So these are the things you want to
think about.
Why
would tape have a longer lifespan than a CD?
Well, because tape is a porous material, and tape, because of the way it's manufactured, it's not pressed. There's no really plastic within the tape. Tape can
last, but it's not as. But if you use it, though, I mean, you can wear it, whereas a CD doesn't actually touch anything, right?
Correct. There is no contact with CD or DVD. Yes, with tape it can develop scratches and yes, but normal lifespan of a tape I'd say would be like 30 plus years.
Uh huh. Okay.
And for disc based probably 10 plus.
Uh huh.
Also, you want to diversify your hardware. You want to make sure that if you are backing up, you put some of your information on disk, some on tape, maybe some on hard drive. Because if you're going to keep it for long periods of time, you don't know if that hardware is going to be around. Is a tape drive, let's say you want to keep information for 30 years, is that tape drive going to be around in 30 years?
Exactly. Are you actually going to be able to pop that media into something and get it out?
Right. You may have the media, but you may not have anything to play it back on or retrieve that information on. So it's some things to consider.
Right. Let's, of course, folks, what Rich was just talking about are the different media, types of media that you can actually put it on, and to develop some kind of a structure, a hierarchy for the kind of environment it's going to be in, right, Rich? And it's also for how long you think you want that to last. If you need it, I mean, 30 years is a long time. Maybe 10 years is enough.
Right.
After a while, some things are irrelevant anymore, and some things aren't. It depends on how you want to do that. So those are good thoughts. When we come back, though, I want to get Rich to talk to us about maybe not so much the media, although that's a big deal, but the process that you put into to make sure that it gets done. We'll do that right after these messages. It's 20 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. Rich D'Ambrisi is our guest. We're back. It's 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. Little Steely Dan coming, bringing us back there. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and askjim.biz. I hope you'll check those out and use them to your advantage. We built them so you can have the maximum opportunity to be successful. Check them out. No barriers to entry. If you can get there, we'll let you come in, hang out with us, and use our stuff. Rich D'Ambrisi, ladies and gentlemen, is our guest. He is Maxell's Director of Technology. Maxell, Rich, is a maker of media, right?
Yes, that is correct, Jeff.
Tell us a little bit about, give us your website and tell us a little bit about your company.
Sure. Our website is www.maxell.com. And Maxell has been in the media business really about 50 years now. We've been manufacturing high-end tape, CD, DVD, actually batteries as well. And that's how we got our name, Maximum Cell Capacity. I don't know if people know that, but really our first business was the battery business, the cell business.
I didn't know that.
Yes. And
so you don't care if I back things up on a CD on my own computer, or if I contract with somebody to back up remotely, because as long as they're buying media, you're going to get your share of that, aren't you?
We're happy, yeah. As long as everybody's backing up and it's on some form of media that we sell, we're happy. But really, the main thing is you want to protect your assets, and as long as you're doing that, you should have access to them.
So the motto of Maxell is back up early and often, right?
Yes, most definitely.
So let's talk about, and that's Maxell, M-A-X-E-L-L.com, right?
Correct. Mm-hmm.
So folks, look for that brand name, and it's a good one. We use their stuff here. Rich, let's talk about different ways of backing up. You talked earlier about the different kinds of media. I think for most small business owners, it's not so much a decision about the media, mm-hmm. as it is about the about just getting it done. Let's just get it done. And you know, one of the things that's pretty handy these days, the thumb drives are so darn high capacity these days. These USB drives.
Right.
I mean, some of those things are like eight gig. Is that the biggest one? I'm not sure, but
yeah. I mean, you could have capacities approaching that. Yes. Solid state media is becoming very popular.
So I mean, a lot of people their hard drive, they don't have that much stuff on their hard drive. You know, the average, a lot of people don't. And so stick a thumb drive in there and drag it over there and put it in your pocket and take it home with you. But you can do that. We talked about the CD, the tape, all that sort of thing, buying the equipment that actually does it, pulling it off of your server if you have servers. But
right.
Another thing that's pretty big these days, and this is the way we do it nowadays, Rich, is we actually contract with someone and we back up remotely.
Right. Mm-hmm. Right. That's becoming more and more popular, yes, remote backups. The only thing with remote backups, you want to make sure, you know, you keep track of your assets. What happens a lot of times is in going from point A to point B, the assets could get lost. Worst case scenario, they could get stolen. That's why we also recommend encryption, you know, with files, password protection.
Right.
There's a lot of things when you do remote storage you have to be aware of.
I think I had something like, I don't know, one side or the other of 100,000 files on my hard drive.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe 120. I can't remember for sure.
Yeah.
And when we did the transfer back, I think I lost about 8 files.
Yeah.
And the truth is, those files may have already been corrupted.
It's very possible, yes.
Now here's one possible. here's one of the things we're planning on doing around here. I learned a little bit the hard way this last time. I like the idea of cloning a hard drive.
Okay.
And see, there actually is equipment now you can buy that will clone the hard drive, and it actually allows you to plug another hard drive into this device into your computer by USB and put everything on your existing hard drive over to the other one. And if you lose that hard drive, you actually have a perfect clone of what you had, maybe not as updated, but at least all your settings, your programs, all that is over on the other hard drive. What do you think about that?
Right. No, that's a good idea, but just be aware when you do any kind of cloning, the first thing you want to do with your hard drive is verify that your hard drive is clean. It has no viruses. It
right.
has no,
right.
You know, infections on it. Because
she clones everything, doesn't it?
Yes, it does. It's like, you know, it's interesting. On tape, if you have a virus, it's going to be isolated to one file. If you have a hard drive with a virus, it could contaminate the entire hard drive and crash it.
Right.
That's one little advantage between tape and hard drive. Where
right.
tape, that'll pretty much stay isolated in a file. In a hard drive, it'll spread. So when you do that, you just have to be aware.
How low a price can a small business owner get into a tape tape drive? What would be the lowest price they can get into?
It would depend. I mean, there are ways you can get refurb models. Let's say of a 4-millimeter drive, you can probably get them. I would say probably at $300 or $400.
Right.
For let's say a 4-millimeter drive.
Does a tape backup make sense for peer-to-peer environments rather than a server environment?
Well, what I would say is for a server environment, really, hard drive is the way to go because you're looking for speed. You know, tape should be used in conjunction with hard drive for the storage. Once that
so it's not either or, it's both and.
It's both, correct.
So the hard drive would be for the daily stuff, and the tape would be for the archival stuff.
Absolutely, that's exactly how it works. Your business daily every day is going to go on hard drive, and then when you're done with that data, you want to save it. It should go on tape.
The main thing is, folks, back up, back up, backup. What is it they say? Drill, baby, drill. Backup, baby,
yeah.
Backup. Right? Right?
Absolutely.
Right, Rich?
Absolutely.
Maxell, M-A-X-E-L-L.com. Right, Rich?
That is correct.
Hey, Rich, good job today. Will you come back another day?
Absolutely. I'd love to, Jim. Thanks for
enjoyed having,
having
you here. All right. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back with me. I've got some things I want to say to you, and you can listen and see. Tell me, let me know what you think. 29 after. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.